Thank you, Anthony. All right, so here we are, about to wrap up in about 2 minutes here. Before I do so, I want to really thank my assistant co-facilitators, Bianca on the Essentials Recovery Step 2 and Step 3, ENS on Steps 4, 5, 6, and 7, Camille on Steps 9 and 10, and Anthony on 11 and 12. Couldn't have done it without you guys. Are a big help. Hey, they did a great job. And, they add their own flavor. Every one of us has our own story. Every one of us has their own flavor. And it's so important that we put it out. The fellowship does not need another Cameron. It needs you to be outrageously you there in the audience. You go out there and you let the spirit work through you in a way that's unique to you, just as Camille and Bianca and Ian and Anthony have demonstrated. So, a vision for you. A vision for you. This is a 12-step program. Remember, it's a marathon for life, not a sprint. It's easy to let up on the spiritual program of action and rest on our laurels. I meet a lot of sprinters. They look good, they act great, and then 2, 3 years later, they rest on their laurels and they're gone. We're headed for trouble if we do, because our alcohol, our drug addiction, it's a subtle foe. Remember, the liar's out to kill us. It wants us dead. It's figuring out ways to get us to succumb to the desire again. And we're not cured. What we do is we put the liar into remission. And what we have is a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. Every day, we must carry the vision of God's will. Am I in column 4? Am I in column 5? Into all our activities. Family first, take care of what God's given you. 2, job, be self-supporting so you can take care of your family. 3, part-time as an avocation, carry the message the addict still suffers. Good balance program. How can I best serve thee? Thy will not mine be done. And these thoughts, column 5, must go with us constantly. Oh, half measures. We can exercise our willpower along this line all we wish. I hear people say when they relapse, oh, I took my will back. I took my will back. You never lose your will. It's a question of motive. Are you using your willpower to live in column 4, snatching all you can get out of the show? Or are you using all your willpower to live in column 5 to be of maximum service to God and your fellow human beings? That's the proper use of the will. We feel that the elimination of drinking, using, or acting out is but a beginning. A much more important demonstration of our principles lies before us in our respective homes. That's your family, occupation, job, affairs, newcomers, 3. And thus we grow. And so can you, though you be but one person with this book in your hands. We hope it contains, and we believe that it hope contains all you'll need to begin. Now, some of you might be thinking, hey, I'm really new to this. I'm jittery alone. I couldn't do it. But I want you to know you can. You can't fuck them up any more than they're already fucked up. All right. You've got your script. That's your big book narrative. You got your script. You have your experience, and the newcomer has theirs. You bring those three elements together. I promise you, you will see some miracles occur. And as Anthony said, that's an experience you don't want to miss. Because you now know how to tap a power, a source of power much greater than you, the booze, the drugs, the acting out behavior. And to duplicate what we've done here today in just 4 hours is just a matter of willingness, patience, and labor. So remember, recovery from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body is possible by working the 12 steps as directed in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous every day. There's much more work ahead. This is just the beginning. Remember not to get cocky or lazy. Trust God. Clean house, help others. And that's how I do it in 4 hours. Thank you so much, everyone, for taking time out of your weekend, my facilitators, and all of you there in Kansas. All right.